Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Dukes and Bell live, hanging out, Margaritaville, Landshark Bar, and I got to tell you, the drinks here are cold, Mike Bell.
Ice cold. I told Carl down in Key West, we got into drinking Landshark. You know, went in Rome, right? Jimmy Buffett's brew and Budweiser makes it. They make it in the exotic tropical location known as St. Louis, Missouri. But I've been drinking this like a fiend last couple of weeks because it's smooth. I don't need to put the lime in it. I think it tastes great just as is. But I've been drinking these things in wholesale fashion. They're going to lose money on me today.
All right, our buddy Adam Schefter, who was on the show about a week ago, just said this about 15 minutes ago. Micah Parsons has posted on social media that he wants to be traded from the Dallas Cowboys. 20 minutes ago, Micah Parsons posted on social media he wants to be traded from the Dallas Cowboys.
The word yesterday at a Big D was Jerry had a conversation with Micah, and I think Jerry was under the impression, oh, well, we got a deal. No, talk to my agent. Mm-hmm. We have a principle. We have a deal in principle, but, you know, there's a way this works, and you talk to my agent. And now, I'm surprised it took this long because Jerry Jones is a buffoon. The way he treats the players, there's a way of doing business. Everybody knows how this thing plays out. And I understand, if you've got some hard decisions to make, when you've got three or more, like we have potentially with the Falcons, high-paid, really good players, you got to pay them. Micah Parsons, one of the top three defenders in the league. End of story. Why do you take this to the 11th hour? Why wasn't this deal already in place? So now he's ticked off. He wants out. Now, granted, this is a negotiating tactic. He would not be the first Dallas Cowboy going all the way back to Dez Bryant, who said trade.
Here's the fundamental problem. This is coming firsthand from people inside that organization. They have yet to talk to his agent. Face-to-face or on the phone. They spoke in March. David Mulligata is the best agent out there right now, guys. He's done all these big deals, and I feel like, Mike, they feel like they might get fleeced. And they don't want to even deal with that, and they want Parsons to agree to a deal. They've not spoken with him. Either way, that is news. Now, Falcon fans, let's put this to bed now. I know what you're thinking. We add Micah Parsons, we're going to the Super Bowl. You willing to give up three first-rounders because that's what it's going to take?
Yes.
Three first-round picks?
Yes. Yes.
Me too.
All of it.
Me too.
Take it all.
I don't care at this point, Mike. I'm so hungry for the playoffs, right. I could care less.
But, you know, again, we finally got some great picks in the draft. Some
we
Falcon
did.
Fans are saying, no, not the time. This is different. This is different. This is a proven piece. This is a guy, I mean, when we say that, you know, what we want for Jalen Walker is a slightly smaller version of Micah Parsons. You know, and we have high hopes. Like, we're a little down on Jalen. We haven't seen him yet because of the injury. But Micah Parsons, guys, that's a game changer. That, with what we've got in talent right now, giddy up. Imagine that. Leonard Floyd with Pierce. And again, I don't know what the ask would be. As you said, other than maybe draft picks, they want personnel. But man, that'd be something for anybody.
All right, more on this coming up. We will talk more about it, but that news is a developing story.
How about him going to the 49ers?
That would be killer as well. I mean, like, honestly. Remember, they moved on from Bosa,
that
right?
D-line, right?
And
right.
Now you look at that and what they've drafted, you've restocked all of a sudden. And remember, Robert Saleh would love to have Micah Parsons. He's the DC there. Hey, man, let's hear from our safety, Jesse Bates, who stopped by the morning shift. The first thing the guys asked him was simply the improvement that he's seen from the first practice up until now.
Yeah, I mean, we got a hell of a leader in Coach Brick. He sets the tone every meeting, every practice. When you got a guy like that that's played linebacker in this league, it's kind of easy to get behind him and get the ball rolling. So very excited for what we're starting.
Jesse, when you're out there going through the defense, you have a job to do, and you're also balancing your technique. But how hard is it to balance your technique? And then when you see the instinct of making a play, we've seen you instinctually just go make plays here the first 2 years. How hard is that to kind of balance that out?
Yeah, you just got to understand the playbook. I think there's times where you can be aggressive, and then there's times where, all right, you got to protect some guys. And just having that full understanding of not just of what you're doing, but what the whole defense is, it creates those opportunities where you can go jump, some plays and understand what we're trying to show. And like I said, it's just opportunities that you got to understand when it's time to be aggressive and when it's time to be that protector as a safety.
Listen, that's spoken like a true safety, Jesse Bates, talking about sometimes you got to protect people. You know what I mean? Sometimes the guys in front of you might need a little help over the top. Falcon safety Jesse Bates hanging out with us here on the morning shift live here in Flowery Branch. Well, let's talk about that as well, because you're in year three here with the Atlanta Falcons. Obviously, you spent the last few years, as long as you can probably remember, of having different defense coordinators every year playing different schemes. How do you feel like so far that you really fit in with what Jeff Olbrich wants to get accomplished defensively? We've talked about attacking style defensive fronts in our conversation with Caden on Tuesday. He was like, hey, man, it's just about kind of understanding the broader picture. You have even a bigger picture. I mean, you're the kind of the center fielder back there and understand what kind of Brick's asking of everybody.
Yeah. The first thing you talk about is what are we showing? What are we trying to disguise and show the quarterback? And then what are we actually playing? And, sometimes when you're showing a disguise, it triggers the offense to get into a check. So understanding what those checks are and what we're getting when we're showing certain defenses, I think that's very important when you're talking about playing a high-level type of defense.
I love that. I saw the double A-gap mugs today, forced Penix to get out of it. And, of course, then Caden's bailing. I'm like, oh, man, they got you. They got you.
Jesse, you were mic'd up the other day. You have a moment with Kobe Bryant that's kind of out there. He's obviously a young player, undrafted, trying to make the team. Is it to the point where players just gravitate towards you, knowing for what you are as a leader and a guy that is always doing film study and that kind of stuff? Or do you still seek younger players out to be that mentor type?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. Every practice, I tend to just sit there and kind of process what just happened. Those young guys, they sit out there with me. They're like, huh, hold on, what's Jesse doing just sitting out here? And then we have conversations, what did you get today? What did you not do right today? Those type of questions, those type of, getting those type of answers help you out as a player in the long run. And like I said, I've been that young guy before. And I was always around, Vontaze Burfict and those type of guys. That was very rough and just try to get around them and just understand what's the good stuff I can learn from them, what's the stuff that I don't want to do. And I think that's the similar things that, when you're having conversations with young players, you just try to give them the sauce. You try to give them what you've experienced, good and bad, and hopefully they can learn from it.
Jesse Bates here on the morning shift. This league is different these days with some of the things you can and can't do. The tackling has been something that in some people suffers. As a guy that has – that's a lot of your job, I feel like, is open field tackling, right? As a safety, how hard is it to stay really sharp with your tackling techniques?
Yeah, I think Rod does a good job of, talking about protecting our team when we're talking about tackling and all that good stuff. But, as a player, you talk about punch outs and just getting your body, getting that muscle memory, how to tackle, how to get in that position to make, a good open field tackle. I think we ain't got no better back to go against than Bijan Robinson and those guys over there when you're talking about open field tackle. But, it is hard. It's hard to simulate the whole game speed. But as a safety and being a guy that's been in this league, you got to be able to learn how to practice. And that's one of the biggest things that I've preached to some of the younger guys as well.
We are joined by Jesse Bates live from Falcons training camp up in Flowery Branch on the morning shift. Jesse, who are you rooming with out here?
Yeah, we got a nice safeties group. You know, Jordan Fuller, DeMarco Hellums, and then Xavier Watts as well. So we got a smart group. We ain't got too many head cases in there. It's usually pretty calm. You know, guys, you know, say what's up to each other, but you guys are usually in their books and, you know, getting to bed pretty early, honestly.
Yeah, so when you guys wrap up, you're just going to bed watching film?
Yeah, you know, sometimes, like I said, when we got that jog through the following day, some of the guys go home. And but yeah, we have dialogue throughout the, you know, our room. And like I said, there's just a lot of different personalities in that safety room compared to a wide receiver room that's maybe loud, and, you know, corners room that's pretty loud probably as well. So yeah, safeties are pretty, you know, reserved, and we have conversations, but at the same time, guys are, you know, locked in.
Yeah, we'll finish up with that. Obviously finishing up here with Jesse Bates, Falcon safety. We heard from Raheem Morris yesterday, the day before, about kind of the identity of this team, and talked about some of the leadership traits. I know Michael Penix has talked about it as well, leadership traits. I mean, what do you feel like the locker room is right now, kind of compared to previous couple of years? And I know Raheem brings that kind of energy, but, I mean, I want to hear, like, deeper into it. Like, who's on the aux cord? Who's the loud one? Who's the one playing the music? Who's the one kind of, you know, that's talkative in the morning? Who's the ones that are quiet in the morning?
Yeah, you know, that varies. You know, every day can be different. You know, it may be me on the aux cord one day, it may be James Pierce on the aux cord another day. Yeah, those rookies, man, they got a lot of personality, and you know, as long as they're getting off the edge and they're rushing that path, they can do whatever the heck they want to. But yeah, I mean, everybody's installing plays, you know, offense and defense. I think what separates, you know, teams is our style. How are we creating that style of play out here every day on the practice field? And everybody can talk about it right now. Everybody wants to make it to the Super Bowl, but it's all about what you're doing day in and day out. And I think that's what we have a great understanding of as a whole team.
Love that dude. Jesse Bates, All-Pro safety for Atlanta Falcons on the morning shift. It's Dukes and Bell live at Margaritaville, guys, Landshark Bar. And this hour, by the way, is brought to you by our friends at Total Body Therapy of Georgia. Book your free consultation for ED. Mike, we know how good Jesse's going to be. Really, the question is, how good are the guys going to be around him, right?
Right. You know, we want to see, you know, Xavier Watts out there. And we talked about, you know, when are we going to see him? He's a concern with perhaps maybe an injury. Don't know the specifics on that. But I do love the rest of the guys we picked up. Billy Bowman. We talked about guys you notice. You notice him in practice, making plays. You know, just the effort. Could be something just a 7-on-7. But you see him kind of just all over the field and really with the energy. And then, you know, we know what we've got with Mike Hughes. Maybe not a star corner, but a solid corner. Some of those PFF numbers maybe a little higher for some folks. And, of course, A.J. Terrell is one of the best corners in the league. So it's the nickel package, and how this with this ball hawking defense we think we put together through free agents and through the draft, is it going to be ball hawking? The ball hawking starts when those front seven get after the quarterback.
That's right.
It all works together.
No doubt. It is, man. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. We got a lot more football conversation coming up. If you're just joining us, the news today, Micah Parsons says he wants out of Dallas. Remember, he is seeking a new deal. That negotiation is soured. As a matter of fact, they're further away now than they were just a couple of weeks ago. And Falcon fans are losing their minds, and rightfully so. I just said, Mike, imagine Parsons and Penix. We become the talk of the league.
Yes.
We become the talk of the league.
You'd have one of the most dominant players, one of the young rising stars in the league. Yeah, it's must-see TV. I'm with you. Now, I don't know what their intentions are, but if you want to go all in, you want to push all the chips in, you want to go get Arthur Blank that Super Bowl ring.
Don't get me excited. Don't get me excited.
I mean, now again, we've been talking all week about James Pierce Jr., and we are excited, but we don't know what he's going to be on Sundays. We love what we're seeing
right
now.
Let him learn from Micah.
But here's the dude. You wanted Jalen Walker because he's like Micah Parsons. You could have Micah
there
Parsons.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah, look, I got to tell you something. And Mike and I always talk about this. Like, the political season, we are big into the politics of our country because we care. But there were a lot of people who wanted to be like the guy that only got elected. Why would I vote for that guy when I can vote for the guy who's the real McCoy? This is the real McCoy, all right? And so for me, like, all the he's going to be like the prototype.
Right.
Why do he is the guy. He's the guy. So I don't know where that's going. We don't know what the Falcons want to do. But listen, our job is to dream. And sometimes when we dream on this show, and it's happened numerous times, guys,
right,
sometimes it comes to life. Sometimes when we talk about these things and you guys go, y'all are crazy as hell, it'll never happen. It's happened. I don't know if this is going to happen because I don't know how serious Micah Parsons is. To Mike's point, this is a negotiating tactic. But if he is serious, and by the way, when we come back in the 3 o'clock hour, what he submitted to the Cowboys – sounds like it's pretty damn serious.
Yeah, man. And now, again, other teams out there are talking about it. But if you are Jerry Jones, as much as he's lost his fastball, I don't know if his son or his advisors, if you really are going to take this to the limit with Micah Parsons and you are up against the cap, one way you remedy that is by trying to get some younger talent in here.
Absolutely.
With some salary control.
Yes.
Because you are up against the wall with Dak's contract, with CeeDee Lamb's, with who am I forgetting, the defensive back. You get all these other
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Contracts that you're dealing with, be interesting to see if they think to reset. But to reset by losing one of the best players in the league? It's a bit much for me, man.
And they got to
steal with Diggs. Diggs is
there. Correct. Yeah. And they got to steal with Parsons. When they drafted him, we said it. Do that draft over again.
He's the number one or two guy going.
All right, we're coming back. More on this. This is a story that we're watching now. And also, we'll get into last night's Hall of Fame game. Speaking of holdouts or hold-ins, Terry McLaurin has also requested a trade. It's Dukes and Bell.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide.
Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.